Welcome to the Casual Camping Podcast, your home for the best camping discussion both in and out of the field. Here are your hosts, Tim and Aid.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Casual Camping Podcast. I'm Tim.
And I'm Aid. And this is our 1 year celebratory podcast episode.
Woo! We can actually sing a song that won't get removed. We can sing Happy Birthday to us. We won't because that'll annoy people, but you know.
Yes.
We are, as of today when we're recording, and an extra couple of days by the time this gets released, we are exactly a year old. We released our first episode a year ago on this very day.
Poor blimey, Governor. What a year it's been. I can't believe that year has gone through so quickly and we're so professional. Indeed. Okay, we're much more professional maybe than we were when we started.
I think we've buffed out some of the scratches. we've used a bit of tea cut to make it look a bit better.
I think we've managed to know what we're talking about. Certainly have a bit more confidence about those intros. Is it you? Is it me? We both know what we're doing there. And yeah. I guess for me, I'm just very appreciative that, one, there's people still listening, and they're listening in their thousands. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. But also, you know, that they've come on that journey with us, people still tuning in. It's a lot of regulars. There's a lot of new people, and we'll keep on doing this.
It is bonkers, isn't it? You know, if you take us back to 12 months ago when we'd recorded that first episode, which you can go back and listen to, I'd probably recommend not because we weren't very good. I mean, we're not brilliant now, but we weren't very good at all at the start. And we had not great equipment and not great sound proofing and levels and all sorts of nonsense. But, you know, we were there. We were up in your son's, my nephew's bedroom. Up at the top of your house.
Yeah, we were, weren't we? My God.
And we just kind of pressed record and talked about stuff. And I think that first episode for about 2 weeks or so got a grand total of about 17 downloads. which is mad. People do still go back and listen to that because every week numbers of that one keep going up. But yeah, it's mad to think that we've come this far, and we I don't know where he's gone. I don't know where he's gone. He's run off. Gosh, in reminiscing, you decided to just leg it.
Just leg it. Amazon turned up. Forgot to lock the gate. They never come in the garden. There you go. This is a live show, people. A live show. He didn't see that we were on air.
You need one of those big lights on the front of your house. Those big red lights, although probably not because you might get other people stopping.
Yeah. So apologies about that, but I think just goes to show how it just happens. And, yeah, you know, like... you were saying, I think, you know, that people are listening.
I think it's amazing that people are listening. And you know, we're not all about the numbers. It's more about the relationships. It's more about the conversation.
Person said to you recently that they're not that interested in camping, but they just quite like the way that we go on.
Yeah. And it's like, That's you know, because we like to think we know stuff about camping and that we know nothing about anything else. But actually, they said, yeah, they're not really into camping, but they just like to listen to us go on about stuff. Somebody actually said to me yesterday, they went, oh, I've listened to your podcast. It's funny, you know, you've got a really posh work voice and then your voice goes totally different when you're podcasting. I think they're listening to you.
Somebody said to me, your laugh is very full. I was like, yeah, it's not as full as Tim's. I think I copy you a bit. So yes, I think there is some mixing up. So, but I'll take it. Yes.
I'll take it. Yeah. I mean, we're very, very, very grateful and very humble for all the lovely comments that we get and all the fantastic feedback we get and all the interactions that we've got on our social media accounts. It is still, you know, two brothers who are really into camping, just talking about stuff. And who knew a year later, we'd still have stuff to talk about. My other half keeps going, I really don't understand how you can sit upstairs and talk for an hour again about camping.
And we're meeting up tomorrow or tonight if we're doing show busy kind of stuff. We're meeting up tonight to go camping. We can still do it. And I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
We realise that we can talk for England. If there was a competition for talking, we would do it.
Yes.
But we just, it's the stuff that I spend a lot of my time searching for stuff, buying stuff, thinking about that next camping adventure. What would make it better? What am I going to sell? Because it annoyed the hell out of me and that's it. It's dead to me now. So,
have you, what are you doing with that? That you got like now multi-million pounds worth of coolers. So what are you doing with your multi-million pounds of cool boxes from Yeti Eddy?
Yes. So
are you just going to keep the really big one now? Because actually it's like, I don't know, cool box and sun.
Yeah. I could do. No, I've already sold it, mate. Already Have sold you? It. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So, so listeners, you might have seen on our socials, you might have heard from last week's episode, Yeti brought out a new cooler on wheels that I was deliberating about. And then I just thought, you know what, just buy the bloody thing. What I was deliberating about was whether or not it was my original one was too big and whether or not the new one would be big enough. And then I thought, just buy it. You know, there's value in them. One, Yeti have got a really good returns policy, so I could just say, no thanks, send it back to them and go, I'll stick with my original one. But that whole thing of, even though they gave the measurements and everything, I just couldn't visualize it. So I thought, you know what, buy it and then see what you can do. And then thought, well, at least I'm going to get the value of what the new one costs, so it'll pay for that, if nothing more.
Mm-hmm.
And it has.
Cool. I have to say, it's not that much smaller. So I think it's going to be more suitable.
Yeah. The other one was very big, very heavy. And I think sometimes it was too big, so I didn't take it on a camping trip. And the other one, I think there might be some times that I go, hey, I wish I had a bigger one. Always.
Said your missus.
Always. But then I thought, well, actually, if there's sometimes I'm not taking that bigger one, then maybe I just need something in between as well. So I will get something in between that's a little bit more smaller and therefore will do either or scenario. But I still love the wheeled cooler. It's not as deep, so it doesn't feel like there's as much. It pivots better on the wheels for me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
They were trying to tell you, I think there's a mistake on the Yeti website that you'd get 50 cans in it. I was like, yeah, what, those mini cans? We don't want big cans here. We want big cans. Not talking about Hooters.
Ha,
It was a slow grower, that one. Anyway, so yeah, so I've got two coolers. I think I'm going to tomorrow do a compare and contrast, get a video up on YouTube that says, hey, look, you know, this is, it's not going to be one of those proper compare things. And, oh, I've got 200 quarts of ice to go in it and this and that. It's just a size comparison and why I
We're casual. We've said before, there's loads of people doing those kind of videos on YouTube of going, well, the inside cubic capacity of this cool box is 3.79 divided by 28 of the third quarter. It's like, who cares? Just tell me how much beer I can put in it and how long does it stay cold? That's all anybody actually bloody wants. It's so we're all over that kind of stuff. It's,
So yeah, I feel very much that I made the right choice. And somebody's turning up Saturday morning to give me some Casharoonies.
Cool. So you're up early from camping to get home for cash.
Well, he's not said when he's turning up. So, you know, like, oh, I'll have a hangover. Why don't you say an hour later? So yes, later today, listeners, me and my brother and a few friends are going camping. Feels like spring has finally sprung. And that although it might be about a 40% chance of rain, I don't think it's going to be too much or anything. So
I looked earlier and there was no chance of rain.
This was yesterday I looked, so.
Yeah, no, I looked earlier and there was no chance of rain. It's not going to be overly warm, but there is no chance of rain over your way. So it should be dry night and dry morning for putting away. 10 o'clock, there's a bit of drizzle. So as long as the tent's down by then, I'll be right.
You'll be right. Question though.
Okay.
We both got new tents. Which tent are you taking? No. Tim's no.
No. I'm not bringing a 4-meter bell tent to stay one night. That's just not that's not the way I roll. I'm going to bring my North Face Big Fat Frog.
Mark's got one of those, although he hasn't had it out for a while because he's got a camper van.
Been
doing
hit
that
him already.
Hi Mark.
Please listen to this on Saturday.
My brother's come in.
So of the last year, what's been your highlight, or what's one of your highlights? Because there's been several of us for both of us, but what's been your high point?
So I think really the high point for me is the interaction with people. Knowing that we're chatting about stuff and just that interaction with other people that have got similar interests, that are asking questions, that are prompting questions, that are inspiring me. I was going to say us, but I can't speak for you. That are getting out there. And as we talked last week about that, a secondary camping experience, knowing that somebody's out, how great last week was with, I couldn't see the Northern Lights at all, but I felt really included because the group were going on about it and just showing stuff all over the place. And the different experiences that we all want from camping and getting out there and being in nature, using camping gear, whether that is more extreme or what, I feel sort of included. And, even last week's episode about camping sites.
Mm.
think we're absolutely, you know, starting to just have that conversation with owners and stuff on a different kind of, rather than just turning up and whinging about lights out at 10 o'clock and you've got to have no, I'm starting
whinging
to think
Northerners.
Of it in a, whinging Northerners, starting to think about it in a different way. So, yeah. Mm. So I think it's, you know, all of those things wrapped up in that interaction with people and listeners.
Cool. Cool.
How about you?
I'm always amazed that actually anybody's listening to this. And it is amazing when people do reach out on some of the socials and things. And I, you know, we kind of, it's the mad stuff that I really like with the interactions with some of our amazing listeners. So yeah, you know, on social media and stuff like that, we chat and we have conversations and we like each other's pictures and everything else. And it's still kind of in a bit of a virtual world. But I'm in charge of the sticker pile. So when someone actually does send us a real world address and I put stickers in a card in an envelope and physically send them in the post, and then somebody sends us a picture of them having had them, it's like, yeah, they're not virtual people. These are like real world people. And when we went to one of the outdoor shows and we actually, it was the most surreal thing ever that people who had listened to us had actually turned up and did actually talk to us in the real world. And that was Richard and Bella and Bella's fella. And it was just like that messes with my head. It messes with my head that everything else is just numbers in a virtual land. And when you actually have that interaction, you know, with real people, it's cracking, you know. Yeah. You know, we're camping this weekend. Who knows who we'll bump into, you know, 2 weekends time where we're going to the Bushcraft show for the whole long weekend. And I know there's some listeners coming and, you know, there'll be other people there for us to chat to. I love that real world contact. It's bonkers, but I also love the fact that we don't seem to run out of stuff to talk about. You know, we started this, you know, because we've always talked about camping stuff, and we started it really because it was an excuse to make sure that we sat down and spoke to each other on a regular basis, because we got busy lives and we might not, you know, there've been times when we've gone like 2 or 3 months and most we've had is a text, and that's a bit crap. So my absolute favorite thing is the fact that I you know, you can cry if you want, but I get to talk to my brother every week, and it's cool. I like that.
Shucks, that's the whole kind of will they, won't they?
All right, Mulder. I'm Scully.
Tim and his early 90s reference.
I know. I'm so trapped in the 90s.
Oh, God.
It's not a bad place to be.
Yeah, so absolutely amazing. And, I can't wait for the Bushcraft show next weekend. Mm-hmm. That's going to be very, very good. I was looking at it again as to the type of things that I want to do. I'm certainly going to go to the axe sharpening or any kind of sharpening thing. I have all the things to do it. And I can make things very sharp, but I can't make them as sharp as when I first bought them. And I want to be able to do that.
Yeah.
I want to be able to, you know, look at something and cut myself. You know what I mean? It just want like, you know, oh, I've got some tissue paper here. Look, like, you know.
I want
like
to some... pretend to shave with it and accidentally just take my whole side of my face off.
Yeah. That went in a bit. You know, like some Japanese kind of samurai warrior, but with me axe.
Yeah.
So definitely that. I want to be doing making fire.
yeah,
in various different ways. So I want to be a little bit drunk for some of it as well, if we're allowed to be.
I think that's a prerequisite, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's, you know, I think that has to happen. We have been invited to a port and cheese thing.
Oh, why, hello.
Yes.
For me?
Yes. Not by Chaz Chazington. Still waiting for that invite, Chaz. It's but no, so no, it should be great. There is still time for people to decide to come. If you are undecided, so you can come for the whole weekend, or you can come for just one of the days. We'll be there for the whole time. And if you do decide to come, make sure that you make full use of our discount code, which is CCP15, and you'll get 15% off. And it'd be great to see all of you there in the real world, in the real flesh. And it'd be great. It'd be cool.
Yeah, I think obviously those activities, I think it's there's the kids zone, there's the Maasai warriors, there's famous people.
Surely bushcraft is just all kids zone. I mean, it's big kids zone, this, isn't it?
This is really big
kids festival. It's yes, little kids can come. You can bring your dog, which I still think is awesome. It's the only festival you can bring your dog to. But the whole thing is big kid zone, isn't it? I mean, it's, you know, we joke about getting your toys out. Bushcraft show is all about getting your toys out. It's probably going to be a bit expensive as well, because there's going to be new toys to buy. It's going to be some very, very nice bushcraft knives.
Honestly, it's danger. Yeah, danger, Will Robinson. Yeah, danger, absolutely. Will Robinson.
You came back to the 1960s with your TV references.
Well, that was late 89s when they re-showed them.
It was actually
not that old, Aid.
Yeah. Sunday morning TV.
Aid. I called you Aid then. I'm
Did
Aid.
You?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the dementia's got you.
It's been a very long week.
Who
so
am
far.
I? Where am I? Who are you? Are you getting confused over whose laugh is which?
I think that it doesn't matter to me. I was just like, I'll take whatever, really. I think that's the thing. I have listened to it and I can tell the difference between us, but I think others might get confused because we do sound quite similar.
We do. And, you know, I'm the funny one. So whoever's saying something funny, well, that's me. And, I'm the boring stats, done some research guy. It's like, oh man.
I think off one of those early episodes, Tim, I did some research and I was like, well,
my highlight is that episode that you did research for.
Tim, I can just wing it, man. You know, some people have just got it and some people just don't. And I just don't, okay? I pretend I do, and that's as good as it gets. But there was one episode where I did some work for it and you went, oh, I didn't like that because I wasn't as prepared as you were. And ever since, you have been 10 times more prepared than I ever was.
It's not that I'm competitive in any way, shape, or form.
Yes, definitely. So we've got a question to ask our listeners. So as we're going to the Bushcraft show in the next couple of weeks, well, it's about 10 days now, isn't it?
Yeah,
we'll
it
be
is.
Setting up.
Well, this will go out. On the day that this is going out live, or, you know, first released, it'll be 7 days.
Yes. Oh, it will.
Seven days.
And considering it's our 1 year anniversary, we've hit a milestone in our downloads that we thought we'd shout out to our wider audience about questions to put to some of the people we might meet at the Bushcraft show. So through our Facebook page, through our social medias, on Instagram, you might find us on TikTok. There's no dances on there. It's just new episode coming. But you will find
some,
us on
there's some videos on there. I followed the link off the link tree today for the first time. Ooh. And I saw some videos on there. I haven't downloaded the app because I haven't, but I saw that you've put more on there than just new episode. Well done.
Yeah. Okay.
Well done.
It's yes. So yeah, what questions? So we might be speaking to bit of a hero, certainly a bloody legend, Lofty Wiseman, who was in the SAS, and you might know him from the SAS Survival Handbook, which was published back in the 80s, I think.
I've got the tiny little Collins Gem version, because that's my style. That's probably as deep as my knowledge goes. But yes, a little Collins gem.
Yeah. So we, what would you, what questions would you ask somebody like Lofty from a very casual camping podcast thing? We're going to pick some of the best ones that we'd be able to put to him, and we will probably, be sharing that on a podcast at some point. But we'll be taking a lot of video and sound recordings and various other things. So, yeah.
So if you've got a question for Lofty, then we'll put some links on our socials where you can actually write some questions. But also there'll be our email address in the show notes of this episode. So send us an email and we'll add that to the list. You know, we might get to speak to Ray Mears, but it might be a high five as we walk past. He won't high five us, but we'll try. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, what question would you like to ask Ray? We're also going to meet, we might meet some Maasai warriors, and what would you want to ask a Maasai warrior? And, just ask, if you've got a question, you've got a burning question you want to ask a Maasai warrior, we'll ask it for you.
Yeah.
And take those to the Bushcraft show and have a look on their website. Look at their other speakers, their other presenters. You've got a question for one of them, we'll put it to them. We'll go, if we don't get to actually properly meet them, we'll go and find them and we'll put your question to them.
Yes. Oh, it's gonna be a working weekend, Tim, isn't it? Have we spoke to HR about drinking and working kind of thing?
Well, the beauty is we are HR, so I think it's in the contract, really, isn't it?
It's in the contract.
Yes. Snack of the week and beers.
Snack of the week and beers in a field in the beautiful English countryside, with loads of like-minded enthusiasts. I think there's going to be some people that really put us to shame in regards to their bushcraft knowledge. It's obviously a bushcraft show. I know some stuff. I watch a lot of videos on YouTube about, how to do a load of those things. Some of them are used, some of them are don't. But I've certainly got an interest. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting some inspiration and thinking, might be camping in a whole different way from here on in, Tim.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you lavooing it?
Yeah, I want to.
Yeah, want me to. Too, actually. Yeah. I am taking the mic. I love the idea of actually giving a lavoo a go. Lavoo you.
Any listeners that don't know what a lavoo is it a Swedish pyramid open-sided tent where you pitch?
Nope. Is it? I wondered where you were going tent? With that there. I thought it was going to end up in some kind of ABBA-esque type.
Hurdy, flurdy, shurdy.
Moody, feely, me.
I really wish I didn't do that. Let's get Princess Aid trending again. as a way of deflecting.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
That leads us straight into catchphrases. So we've had like 101 different catchphrases during the last 12 months. It's we've had hashtag 80 princess. We've had get your toys out. I had them all in my head about 2 minutes ago, and now they've all fallen out of my head.
You always pick up nicknames, Tim. You always pick up nicknames. But you know that's the good thing about it, I think.
It's a short and sweet episode where we got loads of prep to do for camping this weekend. We've got a million and one bits of prep to do camping for the Bushcraft show. We just really wanted to, I don't know, say thank you to each other and thank you to all of you guys out there to just kind of, you know, we're a year in and it's bonkers, really. Most podcasts don't get past 10 episodes, and here we are 12 months later. You know, we've got loads of episodes out there. We've got loads more to come. We're not running out of ideas. We're not running out of nonsense things to say. You know, he's my brother. No, I've got to put up with him. We're gonna keep on trucking. Keep on trucking.
Amen to that, brother. And we're gonna keep on camping, those new experiences. And I think, you know, it's seeing what other people are doing. You know, there's loads of people joining the socials every week. Mm-hmm. And if you're new to us here or new to that, you know, pictures of your setup, those are the things that inspire me. This isn't a set thing for me. It's, you know, it's a journey. You know, I have progressed, spent a lot of money on a lot of things over the last couple of years. I'm now regressing a little bit. I'm going back to canvas tents. So I'm going to take my newest, smallest tent to the show. Which I'm looking forward to, and I'm testing that out tomorrow night.
Cool. I was going to say, are you bringing the swag?
I'll be going to bring the swag. Yes,
bring the swag. Boy got swagger. That's cool. I did put a question out on the socials this morning because we're thinking about doing some merch. Merch. Yeah, and you know, we do the stickers and stuff like that, and we got the logos, but. So I kind of put it out there on the group, really, just to see what people want. Somebody wants a coffee mug with a free camper van and thinks that'd be perfectly reasonable for $2.99.
Yeah. Well, when the lottery numbers come up,
we'll buy you all a camper van.
And we'll be poor, but we'll have listeners, Tim. That's how it works, isn't it? Is that how you build an audience?
Yeah. Go on. Blow my neck. It's So we're thinking about doing some merch. So watch this space. You know, the next 12 months we'll I don't know. Who knows what it's gonna bring, but. We don't really know one week to the next, but we'll let you know when we know.
Tim, those first few episodes, I couldn't stop saying. Yeah, thank you. I'm still doing it. Try not to.
Me too.
But that we're after a sponsor. We're after a sponsor. Oh, God, we're after a sponsor. Yeah. Oh, if you want a sponsor, is. How desperate. And yet now that we're a year in, I wouldn't say no to a sponsor, but I'm now a little bit.
Oh, I thought you were going to be all wise and sage-like.
Well, the sponsor isn't the be-all and end-all, is it, really?
No,
it
is, not at all.
It's the experiences of, and, you know, going to campsites and speaking to those campsite owners and, just, yeah, you know, that whole thing for me is quite a nice thing.
We've got a lovely position in that we're able to have the freedom to just shout out quality things that we really like. And there's a lot of podcasts out there that have a lot of different sponsors And I always think, do you actually like this? Do you actually recommend this? Because yeah. I know you're getting paid for it because you're saying it's your sponsor. And actually, there's a lot of freedom to be able to shout out the little guy who can't afford to sponsor, who's doing something really good, you know, and yeah. little sites that are doing something really good that actually we're able to have that independence to kind of say, this is good. Go and have a look at it. It's up to you if you do or you don't. It's I quite like that, and I think that's probably the way that we're gonna kind of slide along for a while.
Yeah, and next week you might find that there's some advertising on our podcast. No, you won't. You're like, oh, those sold out. Yeah, cash offers only.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. Yeah, okay, we'll be sponsored by antacids. Because we've drunk on it too much.
Alka-Seltzer. This episode is brought to you by Rennie.
Well, speaking of promoting the little people, I'm just going to do a little shout out for a tiny little campsite that I just think they need a shout out. So I'm shouting out Mina Farm, touring, camping and glamping. They're down in Bodmin, and you can find them by doing a Google search, and they're on there. And just, you know, give them a shout, minafarm.co.uk. And a little tiny campsite, go and have a look. And if you're down Bodmin Way, go and stay and book direct.
Book direct. I think that's the top tip from last week. That's been getting a lot of traction. I have got friends that are booking direct. So, yeah, the ones that we're meeting up with tomorrow, they're bringing cash to pay, whereas I went through PitchUp because I didn't realise you could do that.
After everything we've just said,
I looked for their own website, and then somebody's going, oh no, you just bring cash, he'll come round.
How much cash? Because I haven't booked.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll phone. 20 quid. I'll phone tomorrow. I'll phone tomorrow. So, let's go to a bit of minute mindfulness. This is actually recorded live in the field. Last weekend, I was walking in the Cotswolds and walked past a little stream and the birds were singing and it was awesome. So this is 1 minute live in the Cotswolds. It's going to take me right back.
Welcome to the Casual Camping 1 minute Mindfulness. Let the sounds of the outdoors take you back to the camping field.
Fantastic. I was walking, I'd just come off Cleve Common. I was walking through some fields. There was some horses and a stream, and it was just like, gosh, this is like the most idyllic place.
Cotswold is lovely. I drive that way down to going down to Bath, doing the back route. It's amazing.
You love a back route.
We got a bit sexual in this episode. Getting a bit brave.
We won't do that again.
Let's move away from that. Yeah. Another thing that we shouldn't talk about, Tim, on the podcast. Oh, yes, we've got quite a list.
Let's add that to the list. We have. Let's let's finish with just saying one final thank you very much from me.
And thank you from me.
And we will see you next week when we'll come up with something proper to talk about.
Bye.